From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The Bush administration has a new plan to restructure Amtrak. The country's passenger railroad is running about $1 billion in the red, a deficit that falls on the federal government. President Bush would like to change that by handing over control of local and intercity routes to state governments. Transportation Secretary Norman Mineta submitted the president's proposal to Congress today, as NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
Amtrak has never, in its more than 30 years, turned a profit. That's one reason the White House says the entire passenger railroad system should be restructured. Federal transportation officials also would like local governments to decide the future of railways, which lines should be maintained and improved, which lines should be shut down. Under the new plan, Amtrak's annual subsidy would be replaced with a federal matching program, giving states and groups of states funds to pay for half the cost of tracks, trains, and other capital improvements. Alan Rutter, top railroad administrator at the Department of Transportation, says Amtrak could then focus on the business of running trains.
Amtrak would become basically an operator of either train service or a provider of equipment maintenance and dispatching along the corridor to states or groups of states.
But after a phase-in period, states could take bids from other private companies competing against Amtrak and turn operations over to them. The changes would likely bring an end to unprofitable long-distance routes, but administration officials say the plan could spark new routes where state and local governments determine they're actually needed. Reaction in Congress today was mixed. Arizona Republican John McCain, who heads the Senate committee that oversees Amtrak, said he's very interested in the president's proposal.
In principle, I agree with him. We formed up Amtrak. It was going to be independent in 3 years. We pumped in $26 billion in the intervening time, and they're worse off than they were the day that Amtrak was formed.
But New Jersey Democratic Senator Frank Lautenberg blames the federal government, not Amtrak, for the railroad's red ink and crumbling infrastructure.
There isn't any place in the world where rail passenger service doesn't require some subsidization. And instead of having spent the appropriate amount of money for capital improvements that were necessary all these years, we've let it go.
The divisions, though, do not always follow party lines. Texas Republican Kay Bailey Hutchison will introduce her own Amtrak reform proposal tomorrow. She said today the president's plan could result in many small, unconnected railways in isolated places.
You can't turn over a national system to the state and expect us to have a national system. So I am introducing my legislation tomorrow, which does say national system or nothing.
Senator McCain also said today there are some parts of the White House plan he would change. He said both the president's bill and Senator Hutchison's bill should spark a rigorous debate about the national railways. But when asked whether President Bush's version of the restructuring could pass Congress this year, McCain said the chances were slim to none. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.